What if everything you've been told about fitting in is wrong? For decades, the business world demanded conformity. Same suits, same strategies, same path to success. But something fundamental has shifted. The industrial era's assembly line approach to careers is crumbling, and those who once felt like misfits are now leading the charge. Marie Forleo walked away from the New York Stock Exchange to eventually build a seven-figure coaching empire. Hugh Howie bypassed traditional publishers entirely, self-publishing his science fiction series and later selling movie rights alongside a $500,000 print deal. These aren't flukes. They're signals of a profound transformation. The question isn't whether you can succeed by being yourself anymore. It's whether you can afford not to. A freak isn't about purple hair or eccentric hobbies. It's about refusing to squeeze yourself into someone else's mold. It's that nagging feeling that conventional wisdom doesn't quite fit, that there must be another way to build something meaningful without sacrificing who you are. Mark Echo transformed airbrushing graffiti designs into a multi-million dollar company without compromising his creative vision. Christopher Lin at Boston's Colonnade Hotel leaves a Black Keys CD on a guest's bed after noticing they attended the band's concert. These aren't grand gestures. They're authentic expressions of personality translated into business value. The critical distinction, successful freaks answer, how is this a business? Passion matters, but you need a solid spine, the ability to run a business while maintaining your creative vision. The infrastructure exists to design cars, create custom textures, or launch your own magazine. What's often missing is the courage to use it your way, combined with the discipline to make it sustainable. We romanticize entrepreneurial freedom, but the missing ingredient isn't willpower, it's discipline. Willpower is white-knuckling through temptation. Discipline is when healthy habits become automatic. Traditional media places content at the top, with community and sponsors below, treating advertisers as the real customer. The freak method flips this. Nurture relationships with community members first, then partner with advertisers those members might actually appreciate. Joe Sorge runs Milwaukee restaurants this way, prioritizing quality and experience over profit margins because he's building long-term customer value. Fear drives us to overcomplicate everything. A Unilever executive simply said, "I sell soap." Many entrepreneurs stumble through elaborate explanations because they're terrified of not being taken seriously. But complexity serves nothing but ego. Change your language. Say, "I love the grind," instead of "I hate invoices." Maintain streaks of consistent action for 60-plus days before adding new habits. Success comes from daily practice, not sudden breakthroughs. For freaks, success isn't about corner offices or society's approval. It's about creating your own scoreboard. One powerful definition? Being able to say yes to what you want and no to what you don't. This transforms success from a distant destination into a present state. Your success recipe might include money, though happiness plateaus once basic needs are covered, time, more valuable because it's finite, achievement, progress, which you can enjoy daily, health, serenity, or entirely unique ingredients. Equally important is reframing failure, not as the opposite of success, but as an outcome you didn't expect or want. This removes the stigma and positions failure as a natural step forward. Contrary to popular wisdom, quitting can lead to greatness. Quit television, keeping up with trends, meeting others' expectations, lengthy meetings, obligation-based activities, and seeking universal approval. These aren't failures, they're strategic choices that free resources for what matters. Calculate your monthly expenses and save at least 3 months of cushion. Test ideas in small ways before full commitment. Being prepared isn't pessimistic, it's what allows bold creative risks without catastrophic consequences. Creating media attracts your tribe by revealing who you are and cultivating relationships between sales. Media means information packaged for consumption, blog posts, newsletters, podcasts, videos. The structure is simple: content, community, marketplace. Create interesting content people choose to consume. Build community by interacting with those consumers. Then offer a marketplace of services or products that help them. The UFC exemplifies this. Their content includes fighting events, their community comprises aspiring fighters and fans, and their marketplace sells related media and products. Make your audience the hero of your stories. Izzy Hyman built a business around video tutorials that still generates paid consulting work. His educational content created a willing audience when he was ready to sell. Use your media presence as a beacon for like-minded individuals. Marie Forleo demonstrates this through Marie TV and B-School, targeting women entrepreneurs with dance breaks and quirky humor. If you're effectively reaching your target audience, you'll inevitably distance others, and that's strategic. To succeed as a freak, take complete ownership of your life, business, and future. This internal work is foundational because you are the business. Your internal dialogue shapes your reality, yet most people constantly berate themselves with thoughts like, I'm stupid, or I'm a failure. These patterns leak into external speech through phrases like, I should, or I hope. Willpower is weak and temporary. You need intention and vision instead. Building vision requires three steps: understanding where you truly are now, often hardest due to self-deception; defining specifically where you want to be, not vague terms like successful; and identifying daily actions to get there. Things will inevitably go wrong: technology failures, money shortages, upset partners. When this happens, accept what isn't working, then figure out why. Define the exact problem, determine if there's a patch solution, decide if you need to pivot, and take action. Effective apologizing matters for freaks who try new things. Use the three A's: acknowledge what happened without excuses, apologize clearly using I'm sorry, and act to prevent recurrence. Avoid but apologies that invalidate your remorse. Your customer doesn't care who's at fault. They care about how you'll make things right. The biggest difference between you and those who accept whatever life brings is that you've chosen to take action. You can conform or be a freak and inherit the earth. Only the freaks become notable. Yet many hide their uniqueness and surrender to mediocrity when challenged. Walt Disney, Sam Walton, Richard Branson, all freaks. The world's best innovations came from people willing to be different. Business is simply the exchange of value, and owning yours isn't evil if your intentions are good. It's another form of art requiring daily commitment. Adopt a yes and approach. Yes, you faced hardship, and you owe it to yourself to be the freak you want to be. Never use anything as an excuse. Excuses are tools of settling, and freaks don't settle. Start anywhere. It's better to begin somewhere than wait for perfection. Obstacles are opportunities. Draw up simple plans and pursue them. If they don't work, try again until you win. In a world that forces everyone into the same mold, your uniqueness isn't a liability. It's your most valuable asset. The freaks aren't just surviving in this new economy. They're building it.